Let's do that again. Come on. Well, good afternoon. Please have a seat. When we start the baptism, you're welcome to come forward and, you know, take some pictures, take a video, whatever you want to do. This is Yukino, in case you don't know, and she's been here a few times, and she's one of our regulars at Miyajima Praise Chapel, and she's our first baptismal candidate, so praise God for that. Yay. Let me just explain a little bit about baptism. Baptism, the word baptism comes from the Greek word in the New Testament, baptizo. And it's mentioned over 70 times in the New Testament, and it always means dipping or going under, submersion, immersion. Those kind of things are pretty common. Almost every time it means that. And so it's a Christian ceremony to indicate that I've become a Christian. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ now. Now, even Jesus was baptized. Jesus went to John the Baptist, and he said, John, I know you're baptizing all these other people because of their sin, and you want them to change their lives, but I want you to baptize me too. And John said, whoa, Jesus, I need to be baptized by you. And Jesus said, it's okay, you might not get it now, but I want you to do this so that all righteousness will be fulfilled. Now, what did Jesus mean by that? He meant that, and someday it will be fulfilled. In a few years, it'll be fulfilled. And how did Jesus fulfill that righteousness? On the cross, when he died and was buried and rose from the dead. That's how he fulfilled all righteousness. Only Jesus could do that. So baptism, I think Jesus was saying, is the perfect picture of Jesus going to the cross on our behalf, on your behalf, dying and rising from the dead. And so that's why we do baptism as Christian believers. It's a physical manifestation, it's a physical act of a spiritual reality. That's a good way to put it, I think. So going under the water doesn't make Yukino a Christian. Coming out of the water doesn't make her a Christian. It doesn't wash away her sins, but it indicates her desire to be like Jesus and of something that's already happened in her life. The moment she said, yes, Jesus, I will follow you. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. She was baptized or moved into God's kingdom. She became part of God's family automatically. That was her spiritual baptism, okay? And so today we're going to do the manifestation of that physically. She's going to be baptized and show everybody online. Hello in Australia. what she's doing for Christ. Okay, so we have a pair of slides here. Can we have the second slide? Purpose of baptism. Oh, it's got a little twist there. This looks good. So what is the purpose of water baptism? I've explained a little bit, but these are the common purposes. Whoops. Okay, well, yeah. It tells of the believer's union. Got it right here. Okay, baptism tells of the believer's union with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, when Adam, the first Adam, sinned, we all became like Adam. We all sinned with Adam. We did what Adam did. And then we got the second Adam, who is Jesus Christ. So when we trust in him and his life, death, and resurrection, we are like the second Adam, right? We are in union with God. And this is, we can see, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, because you're in union with the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So that's why that's done. And baptism identifies us with the death and resurrection of Christ, Jesus Christ. And then, which I just explained, and the scripture we have here, and there's other scriptures in Colossians that actually says you're baptized just like this one. Are you unaware? And the people in Rome weren't quite aware, so Paul said, are you unaware that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? So when we baptize you, it symbolizes your death, right? And I won't hold you under, like Pastor Hiroshi suggested. Even if you die, Jesus will resurrect you. We're baptized into his death. We won't kill you. Dad, relax. It's okay. I'm not going to kill her. So, therefore, we were buried by him. We are buried with him by baptism into death, symbolically. In order that just as Christ was raised, when I raise her, when I pick her up out of the water, it symbolizes that she's raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so that we too may walk in newness of life. So it symbolizes what she's been doing already. She's been walking with Christ. Now she wants to symbolize it to everybody. She wants to show everybody, okay? And, okay, can I have the next slide, please? There we go. Thank you. So baptism symbolizes our sins are being washed away. So it symbolizes that. Remember, this is just water. This doesn't wash away our sins. Baptism doesn't save us at all. She's already saved. She's born again. She's a follower of Jesus Christ. Long time ago that happened. She's going to tell you about that in a little bit. And then, as a sinner, and now why are you delaying? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name symbolically. The second point there, baptism symbolizes our escape from judgment. Because we are sinners, God has to do something with us. We can't be where God is. We can't go where God is. We can't fellowship with God as a sinner. But once we believe, it's done. God takes care of the judgment. The penalty of sin is gone. Jesus took it for us. Truly, I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes him, she has done that, who sent me has eternal life, completed action. She has eternal life, and she wants to symbolize that. And she will not come under judgment and has passed from death to life. And then the last point, baptism tells of our being added to the church. Yukino and I had a baptism session. I planned for about a 45-minute lesson. She came to our house and ate dinner with us. And then after that, I had brought out my notes for about a 45-minute Bible study with her. We talked for about 3 hours. She had this many questions. And I was going, we need to talk to Pastor Hiroshi. Maybe he can answer some of these. No, it's kind of a joke. But she was so curious and so hungry. I was so encouraged by her faith. She really wanted to do this and grow in Christ. So, and this was one of the scriptures I prepared for her. Yukino, you're already part of the church, but baptism tells us why. And what happened to the early believers? What did they do? When they were saved, they got baptized. Peter replied, repent and be baptized to each of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So those who accepted his message were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 people were added to them. Okay? That's basics. All right. I have some questions for you. I hope you're ready. Did you do your homework? Okay. Do you understand and confess today that you are a sinner and, like all sinners, deserve the wrath of God?
I do.
Okay. You can hear her? Yeah, speak up a little bit. Okay. I know you can talk loud. I've seen you on TV. So. Do you understand that there is nothing at all you can do to earn God's salvation by your own efforts?
I do.
Okay. Do you now acknowledge and confess that you have put your trust in Jesus Christ and he alone is the one and only way to the Father and the only way for you to be saved?
I do.
Okay. Do you acknowledge that by your identification with Christ, you have repented and died to sin and will be raised to newness of life in him?
I do.
Okay. And this is the I will one. Will you, from this day forward, follow Jesus Christ as your Savior, Lord, and King?
I will.
Okay. Because you understand and accept these biblical truths and confess them in front of others, it's my great pleasure to baptize you. Okay, let's get in the icy water. And if you want to come forward, please do. Let me get in first. Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa, so cold. Just kidding. Yeah, you want to hold my hand? We'll move the ladder once you get in. There you go. Okay, so you want to get on your knees? Yeah, there you go. Sorry about the ladder. It might get you in the noggin there. Let me put it behind me so I don't want to crack your head on the ladder. All right. Everybody ready? Where's Mom? Oh, there she is. Okay, good. Just want to make sure she's there. Okay. Take a prayer position. Maybe that's a good idea. Yeah. After I lift you up, I would like for you to say a short prayer. Just very short, quiet prayer. Thank you for baptism, okay? Upon your confession of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and King, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me pray for you before you get up. Heavenly Father, thank you for Yukino's confession of her faith in you. Lord, we ask that you help her to grow strong and walk close to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey. Anybody else?
Hi.
Thank you. Again?
Yeah.
Okay, sing slowly.